So you would have heard Dr. Mampaka Tau, head of the National Disaster Management Center at the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, chat to you yesterday about the fact that South Africa's drought has been declared a national disaster. We were unable, however, to get the issue to get to that issue where the money which has been allocated for this disaster effort will be going, or where the various regions would like to see it going, which is very important as well. The one thing that Dr. Tau mentioned is that they've received a lot of guidance and leadership from the Western Cape, and congratulated the Western Cape for their efforts. So Colin Dada is the Chief Director of Disaster Management and Fire and Rescue Services in the Western Cape Government. Colin, good morning. Good having you on the show.
Good morning, Keena.
Let's talk a little bit about your working relationship with national government. It put a smile on my face yesterday when that compliment came through.
Yes, in terms of the Disaster Management Act, although our employers, if I can put it that way, is the Western Cape government, and we are directly responsible to the Premier of the Western Cape, we do have a relationship and obviously a reporting responsibility to the national department. And yeah, we work very closely with them. You know, we've in the last couple of years dealt with more than 17 different types of disasters, from the fires in Knysna to the avian influenza. You know, a whole lot of those things. And so we've received really good support. You know, we, if we need national assistance, like the Air Force, for example, with the fires, or, you know, that kind of thing, they're very quick to assist us. And I think we've built a strong relationship over the years, which has really helped. And, you know, it's also they've asked us for assistance on various occasions for different things. We've assisted them in disasters in different countries as well. Japan comes to mind in 2011, Malawi with the floods a while back. So there's really a nice kind of synergy between us and Dr. Tau's team at National.
That's good to know. Now, Colin, what role are you playing as far as this drought is concerned? Yes, it's a disaster. It's been declared, and you need to mitigate, you know, what might happen during a day zero. But do you have any say as to whether one does desalination? Do you have any say as to one just takes groundwater and, you know, where one actually gets the water to fill that particular void?
Yeah, so our role is very much a coordinating role. What we did was already in November 2015, we started with our sort of planning and putting structures in place. So we do a number of things. The one thing is, and you'll probably speak about it later when it comes to the funding. So the way funding works is a project gets identified to relieve a specific disaster. They come to the disaster center, and they, as the kind of municipalities, et cetera, would come to us. And they would provide us with their business plans, which is really very important, because you've got to make sure that money is going to be used for the right thing. We then take those business plans, we go, we do evaluations, we then go to national disaster, and we motivate for that. Then also, you know, if that money comes through, we then have to coordinate the spending, monitor the spending, report on it. But also, you know, with the disaster, we've been working in four major areas. The one is humanitarian support, because you know, with our water, people lose jobs, there's poverty, you know, those kind of things. We work very closely with the police around crime and safety and security that might happen, you know, as an addition. We also work with the various businesses to make sure that there are business continuity plans in place, and that we advise them, that we assist them. And then there's also the water security. And now they are the various municipalities and government departments that really make the decisions as to where the water, you know, where the boreholes need to be drilled, what is the kind of desalination work that needs to happen. And we will assist with the coordination to make sure that those are all in place.
Okay, now the 6 billion rand that's been made available, as far as that filtering through to the Western Cape is concerned, do you have any idea what percentage of that you're going to get? Do you have any idea, you know, based on the business plans you might or might not have received, what it's potentially going to fund?
Yeah, look, so what we do is we have a look at, there needs to be projects. So a disaster declaration is, firstly, you've got to, you know, indicate what your intentions are when you declare a disaster. So a disaster declaration is really there to enable us to do things. Now, what we're doing about this money is that already we've worked with national government and received in the region of 75 million. And it is municipalities come to us, they tell us what their projects are. We then take those projects and we then make sure that there's business plans, that there's a solid system in place, and then we have to go and motivate. So we've done a lot of that work. I can't give you, you know, I'll be quite happy to share with you, you know, as soon as we finished all that work, exactly what kind of allocations there's going to be. But I can say already that the City of Cape Town, we're working on a second allocation for them. And then there's a number of allocations for agriculture and some of the district municipalities out, you know, on the Western Cape Water Supply Scheme that we're looking at. You've got to be sure that when you get this money, you spend it properly. And that,
absolutely,
I think, is our main kind of objective, is to make sure that it goes exactly to where it's meant to be.
So monitoring, evaluation, coordination, making sure things get done, bottom line.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got to do it that way. I mean, you know, it's,
of course,
it's funding, and clearly we've got to make sure that it goes to the right places.
Absolutely. Colin, you guys do a great job. Thank you so much for joining us. Colin Dana is Chief Director of Disaster Management and Fire and Rescue Services in the Western Cape Government.